Hi, I'm Robbie Armfield, and you're listening to Robbie's Modern Life.
Pretty good, but how's this? Hi, I'm Robbie Armfield, and you're listening to Robbie's Modern Life.
Not bad, fellas. How's this, though? Hi, I'm Robbie Armfield, and you're listening to Robbie's Modern Life.
How about this?
EA Sports. It's in the game.
I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma test.
FBI Radio. It's a radio station.
It's in the music.
Hey, Robbie Armfield here.
Hey, welcome back. It's Mitchell Jacy here.
It's
Mitchell Jacy here.
There you are.
Same as always.
And you're...
No, you just turned me off.
No, I can hear you perfectly fine.
Awesome.
What's your name?
Huh?
State your name, please.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yep.
It's in the game.
Well, what's your name, man?
Bernie.
All right.
Oh, right. That's
Betty Bolgi. Yeah. And the show's that's RML. Right. Thanks to Brody Tanner for the mornings before us. We're here with you until 1 p.m. today.
Yeah.
And we're pretty locked, stocked, and two smoking barrels ready for the show. We've had a fantastic breakfast today. Well, I did, at least.
You did, yeah.
I got a little bacon and egg sanger from down the road.
Bacon and egg roll.
Yeah. What did you get, Mitch?
Pretty much same as you, but mushroom and egg.
You're a vegan, Mitch, eh?
Yeah, I'm pretty much vegan, so... Yeah,
that's curious.
I'm pretty much vegan. Yeah.
That's curious.
Curious. Right. Well, I didn't know. I didn't get the bacon and egg because I decided I elected to go for the mushroom and egg. It just seemed a bit, you know...
You got a hot chocolate as well. Hot chocolate,
yeah. I don't get vegan as well.
I don't get vegans.
You don't get it?
I don't get them because, like, what is it? You have a respect for pigs or something?
I think so.
It goes a bit deeper than that, Bernie.
Does it?
Yeah, I guess in essence, I've got respect for pigs, mate.
Respect for pigs, is that what it boils down to?
I like pigs. I think it's respect for like pigs, prawns, monkeys.
But I don't know. It's more than just respect for them. It's seeing them as like living creatures. And
What are monkeys?
What do you mean by
monkeys?
What are monkeys?
Where do pigs sleep in a pig in a blanket, brother? Pig in a blanket.
You know what? That's a pretty interesting thought.
That is what do you crazy, yeah. No, honestly, though.
No, can we come back to that?
No. You know what? I think you're on something. Why don't we come back to that? Where do animals sleep? I'd love to know where animals sleep. Yeah. Like little duck.
Where does a duck sleep? Not just that. What about a.
Where do sheep sleep?
Yeah.
Do they sleep like in the field or on haystacks?
You know how.
In like a barn.
They wouldn't sleep on wool. That would be. You know,
imagine if they had a wool blanket for themselves.
That's sick, boys.
That's wrong.
All right, we'll come back to that, I reckon. Coming up on the show today, though, you're going to want to stick around. It's fantastic.
Mm.
Famous Byron Hard Rock Park. somebody else read that out, please.
Mitch?
Okay, so the famous Byron Hard Rock band Parkway Drive have a new street named after them in the local municipality. So it's called the Water Fusion. And it's caused a lot of confusion with locals, as the band are already named after a road in the area.
Mm.
So some people have been quoted as saying that this is ridiculous and a waste of council funds. And others are simply concerned that it's going to cause a lot of havoc with the two completely different streets having the same name in the region.
Mm. Cambodia's anthem, the national one. He's getting an overhaul after the president brought attention to the slightly out-of-key second verse. A special crack team of musicians have been appointed by the government to try and fix the melody in the verse as soon as possible, quote-unquote, to limit any international reputation damage done by the out-of-key verse.
And that's a quote from the president there.
And coming up, The Polish boy wonder making waves. Ah. Stefan Wefnew was just last week cordially invited to the White House by former US President Barack Obama after his innovation in creating waves for a small inlet in northern Poland. Obama has reached out to the boy saying he's more than happy for him to come to the White House for a day.
Good on you, Stefan, mate. expect to see that name absolutely all over the billboards in coming weeks. And we'll turn our attention to the haunting and hypnotic. Yes, we're all aware of the powerful Gregorian chants, but what did Nesquik have in mind when they employed Gregorian chanting artist? Well, I can't read that one.
It's the most unlikely pairing of this millennium. We'll be exploring the far-reaching implications of this in five. And we were lucky enough to be graced by Byron Bay local and absolute musical powerhouse Tones and I for our new Carpool a cappella segment. That's a bit of Tones and I there for you. After a chart-dropping duet with Stevie Wonder, we're super excited to hear what she does next. Stick around to hear her beautiful pipes untainted and unadorned as we drove around the Blue Mountains in five.
Comas are pretty scary. But later we're going to be looking at a recent study regarding the use of sound in possibly rousing people from their deep sleep.
Okay, and full screen ahead. YouTube's controversial mandatory full screen policy has smartphone users in a frenzy, but not in the way you might think. We'll be talking to angry commuters about this drastic shift in five.
What size is your bed? Single, double, queen, king, joker? Sleep scientists are suggesting it's better to sleep on the floor and risk being swarmed by cockroaches than any of the aforementioned options. The warmth of a roach collective is more than enough to keep the human body cozy over the course of a full night's sleep. Mm. More on that in five.
Especially in summer. Mm. Have you ever tried to cut an overstuffed sandwich or bagel and lost most of the innards to the plate?
Absolutely, Bernie. Mm. It's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, it can definitely be frustrating, Rob. We've got the methods you need to accurately slice the bastards with ease. Stick around for those handy tips. Just in 5 minutes.
And just in, an army of highly skilled Emperor Penguin soldiers are moving west to the Estonia border after capturing the Russian city of St. Petersburg last week.
Oh, no. Some audio now of them marching.
God. Live leak if you want to check that out.
It is grim to watch. Good quality, too. They're marching west with precision and might... And suddenly, the world leaders are crying out for the Russian armed forces to intervene before the army's vanguard reaches the border town of Narva. Very scary stuff.
Yeah, I think once the vanguard reaches Narva, it's going to be a very hard geopolitical situation to unwind. I mean, St. Petersburg was one thing. Yeah. The fall of St. Petersburg was one thing, but Narva and Estonia.
I'm not much versed on the politics of the area, but I'd say that they look like they're up shit.
Mitch, listen to this. And tell me you aren't scared.
Well, he mentioned
right
there.
You saw me.
And James Brexit actually made a statement about the situation, the unfolding. Anyway, we'll be talking, as I said, we'll be talking about that very soon. That's coming up in the show. We'll also be talking to Dave Vave from DVDVDs, the latest physical medium that's sweeping the... Sweeping Australia.
Sweeping up the awards.
But the question for you today, listening right now, is where do various animals sleep? Ducks, pigs, monkeys?
Penguins, for that matter. Where do penguins sleep?
Where are they sleeping? Do they sleep? Horses. How do they do it? Do get in touch on the text line, 0409 945 945. Some great music now. This is a new one from Caroline Polachek. It's called New Normal. See you in a moment. RML, FBI Radio.
New Normal, okay.
Now what is this feeling? I know you from long ago, from deep in the past. I don't know why I trust you completely. Don't question it. Bottle is empty now. What is this
up closing early. Fog machines and lasers swirling. It's Halloween. I'm sorry for screaming, but I'm afraid I scare you completely. Now what is this? Blizzard in April, I'm underdressed as usual. And the cheating day.
Caroline Polachek there with New Normal from her brand new album just out. It's called Pang, and it is very beautiful. Do yourself a favor and check it out. RML right now on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell in the studio. And we asked you, correct, where do animals sleep? Mitch is a verging vegan, and we were sort of discussing what that actually is, etc. Mitch, just a little bit refresher for us.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of mostly against, I suppose, eating animal stuff. Yeah, if it's convenient.
Do you want a shot?
Shot? Sure.
All right, we'll wait.
You get a shot?
I'll have a shot.
You're going to have a shot on.
No.
We're having shots on.
I'm just joking.
Rob, what the hell? You had me going.
All right. Sorry.
So, Mitch, you've decided to stop eating meat altogether.
Yeah, mostly. For what?
Because you like pigs. And then we were thinking...
Pigs, yeah.
Pigs.
Hmm? Pigs, horses,
where do they sleep?
Where do they sleep? Sophie's got involved, saying, I used to be vegan, but I missed the taste and texture of chimp milk too much.
No, I don't miss that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think that's fine, though, to be honest.
Yeah, it's not for everyone. I certainly didn't like it, but I mean...
That was a terrible testing.
Yeah.
It does have long-term effects, Sophie.
Where do all the dead birds go, says Anonymous. We also have from Simo here, I reckon ducks sleep on the water. I don't know, never thought about it. Yeah.
Thanks, Simo, for getting in touch on 0409 945 945. Another one here. On pumpkins, effed if I know. That's from Grace.
I don't know what that's in regards to. My cats sleep on my face, haha.
Mm-hmm.
So that's funny.
Halloween coming up, pretty keen to get my spook on. That's from Anonymous.
Unrelated. I've heard the term sleeping with the fishes, but where do the fish sleep?
Hey, great point.
That's a very good point.
Where do the fishes sleep?
That's what we're trying to get to the bottom of.
What are they?
In the fishes? Imagine if they just sort of beach themselves. Maybe that's why whales beach, they're so tired. They're like, I just want to sleep.
And then humans, guess what? The humans are like, we should get them off the beach and into the water.
Yeah,
and
it's like an alarm clock.
FFS.
Let them have a sleep, for God's sake. Everyone's like, oh, God, there's a bloody whale on the beach. Let's blow it up. You know,
just having a rest.
Yeah. Chuck some dynamite up its asshole because of this... You know, anyway,
where do fire under its ass, you know?
Where do wolves sleep, guys?
Where do wolves sleep?
What do you mean?
Where does Mike Posner sleep?
It's all right.
We're talking about that in five, but right now, sheeps. Where do they sleep?
You know, it'd be funny. Horses do it. Do horses? Does a horse's just fall asleep on like a bale of hay?
I reckon wolves, just to come back to wolves, because you guys didn't answer me, but...
Yeah.
Some people said they sleep in dens, but I don't think that's true. I think they sleep outside of dens.
Shut up for a sec. I think pigs sleep under feeding troughs.
That's what I was thinking.
That's a good theory.
That'd be like with the horses, like they're just eating the hay and they fall asleep in like...
Oh,
instead of under big the meal.
You know what I just thought? It was just fucking crazy if true. Bees sort of like rolling around in their own honey to sleep.
Just laughing it up, yeah.
Anyway.
Bees sleep in their own honey.
I actually found...
yaks?
I found... Sorry.
Yaks?
Yeah, one at a time.
In dens.
Where do yaks sleep? What about llamas? I found actually an interesting video online here. It's horses sleeping on hay bales.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, for real.
Let's listen to it. So there you go. Horses actually sleep on bales of hay.
And they make a little bit of noise whilst doing so.
And we've got someone on the line. Mate, what's your name?
Hey, my name's Darren.
Darren, g'day. Darren. Awesome. You had something to say about the sheep?
Sheep actually sleep in water.
They sleep in water?
No, they don't.
The opposite of whales.
Yeah.
What's the science behind that, Darren?
No, I don't know about the science, mate, but I've been a sheep farmer for my whole life.
Yeah.
Third generation.
Surely they drown.
Out in Cooma, down here. So, yeah, no, they don't drown. No, they
The signal doesn't even go to Cooma.
Kept buoyant by their wool. The wool is actually quite buoyant.
Huh.
So they keep their heads out of the water so they can breathe.
Yeah, I think I saw one at the bottom of a pond once. Might have been sleeping or something. I don't know if that's the same as the experience that you had, but yeah.
Yeah, because it's actually a little known fact that sheep have gills.
No,
nah, Darren, I think you're having us on, mate. Get stuffed, Darren. Mate, you've stitched us up. All right. Mate, get out of here. All right.
We'll see you on the weekend, mate.
All right.
See you at the pub, Daz.
All right, thanks, mate.
See you on there.
All right, we'll see if we can get you a little prize. Cheers, mate.
Say tip footy tomorrow.
Yeah, all right, you've been faded out. Thanks. Thanks, Darren. Now, moving swiftly along from animals, although we are loving getting those texts on 0409 945 945 and those that want to call and have their 2 cents on it.
Mm.
Comas. Are you in one at the moment?
Let's hope not.
We want to get you out. You hear that? You're coming home, baby. If you're in a coma, listening now, you're coming home. The cross-section of sound and coma arousal has long been debated and experimented with varying degrees of success, with almost no consensus as to the efficacy of the entire practice. One of the more extensive studies on comas and sound has recently been conducted, and its findings released regarding whether music and sound can actually perturb one enough to wake them out of a coma. It's pretty interesting. It was done over about a 3-year period, wasn't it, Bernie?
A three-year testing period for this. 27 scientists across various disciplines collaborated together with two of the brightest up-and-coming students of Berklee College of Music to create a singular piece of audio that, when played to a patient in a coma, has the highest chance of waking them.
That is very interesting, Bernie. This piece combines everything the scientists have found proven to provoke activity that stirs people awake in the brain, and that got us thinking, before we even read exactly what this study has released,
should we guess
what kind of things we think might arouse a person from this slumber, this eternal slumber?
Well, I was thinking maybe their favorite song might do that. You know, you sort of often hear that music is quite evocative for people.
Yeah.
I thought that maybe certain I thought that maybe certain smells, like the smell of like a fart or something, might have the powerful ability to wake someone up. But
yeah, maybe.
Since this is just audio, maybe babies laughing.
Maybe like something really, I don't know, life-threatening, sort of like a chainsaw revving up near them or something.
A fire alarm.
Yeah, fire alarm.
Like police sirens, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, dogs quacking.
Maybe porn? I don't know.
Porn,
it's quite evocative sound.
That'd do it for you.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, not no. But like, you know.
Maybe the smell is loud enough. If you put like
it's loud enough.
Nicely smoked bacon underneath their nose or something.
Yeah.
But that's not, what sound does that make?
Oh, yeah, true.
All right, let's go to a song now, and we'll come back with what the science has revealed for us. We'd love to hear what you have to say about this. What sounds do you think would rouse someone out of a coma?
And have you ever seen a pig in a coma? Text in.
0409 945 945. This is one by Mort Garson, RML, FBI Radio. Lord Garson from his 1976 album Plantasia. That one's called Swingin' Spathy Phylums.
Oh, mouthful. Plantasia.
You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life right now with Mitchell Burney and myself. Okay. Robbie, you've texted in on 0409-945-945 about animals and where they sleep. We were sort of debating their various locations before. This one's from Andrew in Stanmore. It says, many of Sydney's native monkeys choose to sleep at my place. Great system. Mutually beneficial to both parties. I provide them with warm rags and hay to sleep on, and all I ask is for them to wear a milk-sucking apparatus that empties their load overnight. Male and female monkeys all milked and the produce sold to local school canteens. What a fantastic situation you got there, Andrew. It sounds, yeah, as you say, mutually beneficial.
Look, I'm not a big fan of chimp milk. As some listeners of the show know, we did try it over an extended period of time.
Yeah.
Weekly, yeah. Trying it.
A lot of health concerns, weren't there, that were starting to arise after the chimp milk. Probably roughly 4 days in, I was starting to see a lot of serious health concerns, I think, so I had to steer off of that diet, but unfortunately.
We continued it for months after that.
So. We did continue it for months after that, and I did see increasingly, worse and worse side effects of the chimp milk. Mm.
And speaking of side effects, some people are laying on their side at the moment in comas, and we've been talking about this special team of... this crack team of scientists and Berklee School of Music students who have put together this system of ranking
audio's effectiveness.
Audio's,
is that right?
Yeah. Sorry, it's quite complex. Audio's effectiveness in arousing people at certain limits to 10. Which is a full awakeness.
In English, Doc. I mean, seriously.
Okay, well, I mean, look at it this way. Yeah. If someone wakes out of a coma, they're out of the coma. But how do you register sort of up to that point of waking exactly how effective these sounds are at rousing them a little bit?
So, why are we talking about this rank, Mitch? It's because the Berklee crack team have... Well, there's rumors, we've been given the audio, that they have developed something that actually works, that wakes people up.
There was a study that came out recently talking about how to get them out and which sounds are most effective. And from that study, they've concluded that this piece that they've created of music, I think it's about a 3-minute piece or so, is probably almost guaranteed to wake people from comas.
Right. Hmm. So to determine a means of quantifying and ranking the efficacy of different sounds in the study, the scientists and musicians banged their heads together, I suppose, to come up with a grading system of the responses from patients upon hearing the various sounds. So the following metrics are all out of 10. These are sort of...
And they all factor into what the crack team eventually went... and made the piece that they made.
Yeah, so two of the brightest students over at Berklee College of Music.
Crack team of two.
It's a crack team of two.
At Berklee Sound of Music.
And 27 different scientists from various...
So let's go through the...
Let's have a look at the different audio and the efficacy of that audio in terms of how it can rouse people from their comas. What?
Well, I think you're a bit confused here, Rob. What we're doing is looking at... what reaction they're doing and what ranking the crack team has given it.
I feel like we're in your fever dream or something.
So the crack team
just can't get rasped at
all. Feel like I'm drifting into a bloody coma.
sorry guys, it's quite complex. The crack team has ranked, has given a score out of 10 for certain movements that certain sounds evoke.
Okay.
So if you combine each movement to create over a 10, that means that it works and you'll probably wake up.
All right.
So, no movement, that's a 0, right?
See? Simple. Okay. Simple. Eye twitch, it could be anything. It could be incidental, it could be due to the music, so it's only given it's only a weighting given a, of 1 a, out a, of 10.
One point.
Yeah, does that make sense to you?
It does,
Rob?
Yeah. Okay, so farting I can see here is a 2.
Is a 2.
So that's, it could be incidental, it could be due to the causing
it
of
it. Could
the,
be... Music-induced farting.
Right, yeah. Right. Smile, you know, that's a higher one. It's a 3.
Yeah, smile.
Small chuckle coming in with a grade of 4 points for that.
Yeah, so if they... And then just to clarify it a bit more, if they smile at a 3 and also have a small chuckle to themselves, that's a 7. They're almost over that 10.
Yeah, so once they get over 10, really they'll wake up.
I've got toe tapping is 5. Could be to the beat of a song, could be incidental
but
as well.
It has to be after the stimulus is played.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Screaming is an 8. I mean, that's fairly obvious. I don't think anybody would scream from that coma if it wasn't for a particularly effective audio.
Mm. So, screaming and a fart will clock you a 10.
Laughing loudly is has been deemed a 7 by the two at Berkeley crack team. Mm.
So a like fart that. And a laugh loud won't get you over 10. So that could be... The scientists essentially are saying that that is not enough to convince us that you are awake yet.
I think that might be that they consider that you might be laughing at your own fart at that point. So
okay.
It's more of a 9.
So we're talking about how audio has been determined to affect those rousing from a coma. Is that... And we're talking about now the effectiveness of different sounds in terms of how they affect the patient that is in the coma. So, if we look at the reactions they have. Yeah. So, if we look at, say, if they had the reaction of shouting somebody's name who was in the room, out of 10, this has been determined to be an 8 effectiveness. Okay. Yeah. So, it's quite a pointed behavior to exhibit.
Mm. And then, so wetting their pants is a 5. So, normally, wetting your pants and laughing loudly, that would come to a 12 because that's a 7 for laughing and 5 for wetting pants. But they've actually determined that wetting pants and laughing is more of a 6.
It's a 6. It's flat 6.
Yeah.
It's a flat 6. In order for this piece of audio to have been made, it needed to score above a perfect 10 on 50 candidates consecutively before it was authorized. So, as you can see, none of these reactions alone give a perfect 10, but a combination of a few will put the score above the noise of the threshold, as we've spoken earlier.
Mm. So now we're going to play that audio to you. This is the piece that they've comprised together, these musicians and these scientists, that's supposed to be the best thing to rouse someone from a coma.
Mm. So I don't think any of us have heard this.
No, this is from the crack team at Berkeley Music.
Two students.
They've created this fascinating audio to rouse people from their comas. So there's a note here that it won't work for induced comas. But anyway, here we go. If anybody listening is in a coma, please crank it.
Crank this one up. If you're in a coma, turn it up.
As a child, I was never one to dream about my wedding day. Never did I envision the dress I'd be wearing, the way my hair would fall, or the man that would be standing in front of me. It wasn't until sophomore year of college, and I remember this day clear as day, that I had this overwhelming sense of comfort and faith that I would one day, when the time was right, find someone who adored me, who appreciated me, and who loved me tirelessly. As I stand here today, I am looking at a man who's beyond anything I could have ever dreamt of. A man whose soul is good and whose intentions are pure. But what I never could have imagined is a man who loves me the way that you do. The way you love me is infectious and passionate, and in doing so, you have found a way to calm my Irish-tempered heart, a way to always make me smile, and a way to always make me feel safe. Now, my vows to you are simple and true, as these are two traits you have instilled upon me. First, I vow to always respect you, both in name and faith. Second, I vow to be your support and encouragement in times of despair and in times of prosper. And lastly, as the memories I don't take away, as I rise to different forms, I vow to love you just as much tomorrow as I do today. In time that I know you brought me so much joy and happiness that I could ever imagine, and I promise to be the same for you.
Would you help? Stop right there, criminal scum! Nobody breaks the law on my watch. I'm confiscating your stolen goods. Now pay your fine, or it's off to jail.
An interesting and rousing piece. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBI Radio. Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell are in the studio. We just heard a Berkeley Music crack team of two have created a rousing piece of audio with the express intention
of rousing
and waking people from their comas, not induced. How did you guys feel about that audio? I mean,
well, that's the first time I heard it, and I think it's the same for you boys. I was a bit shocked. I was expecting something else. I wasn't expecting it to be that emotional.
I know what you mean. There's a lot of interesting and affecting things in there, like
the chimps.
The vows, the wedding vows.
Yeah, the wedding vows really got me, especially with that sort of soft piano music in the background.
I don't know why it sped up there.
Well, I mean,
I guess that's what the crack team decided.
Exactly, they have their reasons. It's science, yeah. Bernie. It's simple.
Did you guys hear "Humble" in there at some point?
Yeah, there was some bits of popular songs that certainly roused me from whatever I was in at the time.
I was sort of brought in
to snap you out. If you knew any of the songs, maybe you'd be like, I know that. You wake up.
You up real quick. Yeah, you'd probably get a smile and a chuckle and a fart, and then you might just rouse from your slumber.
Yeah.
I hope that roused you out of your coma if you were in one.
Mm.
And if you did, do stick around, because you're probably thinking, okay, it's 2019, where the hell am I? What am I going to do with myself?
Radio's still the most dominant medium. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice, Bernie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep us in the job.
Do stick around,
though. Don't tell anyone.
We'll be talking you through the 10 best hobbies for people just coming out of a coma in 2019.
We're looking at you.
Let's listen to some music now. This is one by Black. It's called The Big One. See you in a moment.
You told me we were going to play this one.
The Big One by Black from his album Comedy. Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. I'm Robbie. Who are you?
I'm Mitchell. Mitchell.
And
I'm Bernie.
And you're Bernie. And you are the listener, hopefully enjoying the day and the sunshine and this show. Thanks for being with us. We're talking about comas right now and how to rouse yourself from them and etc.
Hopefully we were able to arouse anyone from a coma who was listening to that last piece that was played before, and that was from a crack team from Berkeley music.
With scientists as well.
Of scientists, on the best way to arouse people from a coma
and
through sound.
We'll be talking more about the best hobbies for you in 2019 if you're just rousing from a coma. But right now, it's time to talk to a very exciting individual. Bernie, do you want to tee this up for us?
Well, some call him an evil mastermind. Others just call him boss. But the one thing that everyone has in common with tech mogul Dave Vave is that they treat him with respect. It's a respect he's earned the hard way over decades of refining technology that no one used to care about, to producing one of the most in-demand products ever, and then falling back to square one.
Oof. You might be familiar with Dave Vave's most famous invention, the Humble DVD. With DVDs, the world was introduced to fast movie playback in a home environment that allowed scene selection, bonus features, and higher resolution than movie lovers had ever seen on a digital device. Mm. But the DVD's fall from grace has been hard and quick and done some serious damage to Dave's company and, surprisingly, his own pocket.
Now, in 2019, Dave was teetering on the edge of calling it quits with the home video rat race before accidentally stumbling on his greatest invention yet. Late one night, when sketching ideas down in his leather notebook, he came across the DVD VD. By simply adding another V and another D to the already two Ds and a single V in between, Dave knew he had created something special.
Now, to talk over the DVDVDs, we have Dave Vave himself on the phone with us right now. Dave, how are you, buddy?
Dave, there's a phone call for you.
Oh, hang on.
Dave?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, hi, this is Janice from Dave Vave's office. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Oh, gosh.
We're under the impression that we'd be talking to Dave Vave
well,
himself.
Well, we had Mr. Vave a moment ago. He's just popped out very quickly. I'm sure he's on hold for quite a while there, boy. About 40 minutes you had him on hold. He's a very busy man, you know.
Right. Well, okay.
So he just popped out. I can see him. He's just outside, but I'm trying to... Anyway, is there something I can help you with? I'm his receptionist.
That's fine. We're kind of contractually obliged to talk to someone from the company. Would you be happy to...
Field some questions?
I answer phone calls and emails all day about DVDs. So I think I will be... to answer the questions, and as soon as Mr. Vave comes back, I'll pop him on to if you've got any deeper questions about the DVD industry.
Okay, fantastic. Okay. Well, awesome. What was your name again, sorry?
Janice.
Thanks, Janice. Well, we'd love to talk about the...
Is that police?
Is everything okay there?
Is everything all right with Dave?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Something's happening. I might have to go soon.
Oh, okay.
Is it okay if you just answer a few questions about DVDs real quick?
Sure.
Okay.
So we know that there's a certain bundle of exclusive releases for the device, the DVDs. Can you talk us through how exclusive these are? Like, will there be any other platforms that have these same releases?
Great question, Bernie.
Yes, all very exciting. I'm not exactly sure, though. Sorry.
Okay.
You're just a receptionist, I suppose.
Just a receptionist.
Well, I do deal with a lot of emails and phone calls about the DVDs, but I'm not... No, I couldn't answer that, sorry. That'd be a better question for Mr. Vave. If we can get him back in, he can see me, but he's not coming.
That's okay.
This is very frustrating for
me. All right, Janice.
Come in.
Okay, Janice.
They're on the phone.
Okay.
Is he talking to the cops?
Sorry.
Or something?
Janice, what makes DVDs better than your average DVD?
Oh, yes. It's good, yeah. Well,
how long have you been working with them, Janice? How long have you been working with Dave?
Mr. Vave and I have been colleagues for about 7 months now.
7 months.
Okay, quite a while.
Yes, his last receptionist was fired.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Yes, and I took the job. Ask me anything about reception work, I can tell you that. But
what's your favourite pen?
I like a good Bic.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, Janice, look, we'll probably leave it there unless Dave's available.
Yes, I think he might be locked out, actually, boys. I might have to go and see if I can get him in. He always gets locked out of the building. It's quite funny, really. I've never worked for anyone who gets locked out of his own building as Mr. Vave, but I might have to go and see if I can just help him. Janice,
this is just itching on my brain. Can I just ask one more question, please, about DVDs? If you don't know it, that's fine.
Certainly, go ahead.
Will 4K be available?
What is 4K?
Okay.
Is that a movie?
Pretty new to this industry, it seems.
Don't worry.
It's to do with the resolution. Look, we'll leave it there. Thanks, Janice. Thanks so much.
Okay. And I couldn't be more helpful.
That's okay. No worries. We'll organise.
It's fine.
We'll
organise. I'll see if I can get Mr. Vave to give you a call back. I'm just going to go let him inside.
Okay. All right. Yeah, maybe go. Thanks, Janice. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, that's a shame.
If she can just pass those questions on, that's good enough.
Yeah. Maybe we can get an email response.
We probably should have made sure he was on the line before we...
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Why did you call him 40 minutes ago?
Yeah. All right, let's go to a song then, and we will be back in a moment to talk about the hobbies you can do if you're just coming out of a coma, okay? We rouse you from comas before, not induced. If you are induced, you are still under. But
Self-induced.
Self-induced. in 2019, we'll be bringing you up to the latest of the news and what hobbies are appropriate in this year. So stick around for that. This is a beautiful song from Carl Craig. It's called Suspiria, RML, FBI Radio.
In the news, 5G has come up again, and it's got everyone pretty scared because it seems to be a technology that not many people know a whole lot about. Even a lot of adverts and stuff don't seem to show too much information. But it is touting some pretty serious specs, being able to run on Android, iOS, and various Windows devices. So we're pretty excited to see what 5G has in store.
What else?
5G, Huawei, the tech company that's coming into its own.
All right, thanks, and Mitch. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thanks for that's Mitchell Creasy with his weekly Around the Web wrap up.
That's Bernie's voice, and I'm Robbie, and you are with us right now. Not very long. Let's get into it now. We're talking about the hobbies that you can do coming out of a coma in 2019. We roused you earlier from them with audio constructed by some geniuses at the Berklee School of Music, a crack team of two. Look, let's look at the news of the world. If you're coming, you know, you might have been in a coma for bloody years. It could be months, could be years, could be more than years. If you're just coming out of a coma in 2019, here is what is happening in the world. It appears vegetables and doggy style are back on trend, and painting for pleasure has been banned on footpaths wider than 3 meters globally.
Can you verify that? I don't know about that. You can't bag out the elderly anymore. That's not more a rule so much as just a guideline. Yeah. It was funny in the 90s and 2000s, but it's just not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brexit's a policy, not a man running for office.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a big one.
And there's a battalion of emperor penguins that have stormed and subsequently evacuated St. Petersburg, now heading west towards the Estonian border.
Mm-hmm. But you don't care about all that. You just want to know what to do with yourself now that you're out of a coma. Whether it's been 3 days or 10 years, you're probably lost and wondering, how do I occupy myself now? Well, here is some suggestions for you. Here's some things that you can do with yourself.
Okay.
Maybe some Warhammer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
Rob, good one.
Thanks, mate. Sit up in bed and construct and paint a mighty horde of orcs or space marines. Get involved in...
it's so easy as
online forums, yeah.
It's so easy as well. You just need one of those big, like a big playing sort of area, a big open flat playing area. And you probably need sort of like 20 to 100 different guys on
dollars
two different factions.
Per piece, yeah.
Yeah, $20 to $100 per piece as well. It's a bit expensive.
But head into a shop, get chatting with some of the staff.
Friendly staff.
Very friendly. Kendo theory as well. You probably won't be up to the task of anything too physical after coming out of a coma. But reading and learning is a certainty.
And knowing how to defend yourself, theoretically, is always pretty important.
Anyone that's not aware, I do believe kendo is the wooden...
full-suited wooden...
The wood sticks.
Wooden stick swords thing.
It's like fencing, but more woody.
More realistic as well.
Yeah. Like fencing, but less interesting.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, have you read some of the theory?
Theoretically,
I have looked at the theory, so maybe that's...
So, Rob, come on.
Yeah, right. Theoretically, it looks pretty... Pretty harrowing.
Okay.
What's this next one here?
Minecraft. That's another another possible.
It's a hobby.
Hobby that you
that's
could,
awesome.
You could take up if you're just coming out of a coma. This is in 2019. If you've just roused from your coma, Minecraft. It can stimulate your creativity online in a cubic world that's of your own making. So just to give you a quick rundown, it's a sandbox video game created by Swedish game developer Marcus Persson and was released by Mojang in 2011. And it's sort of a builds procedurally generated worlds where you can dig up and dig up the ground and sort of build up your own little
probably
house
didn't
or something.
Even know that much about it.
You can maybe get up with the latest music. It's all right. Mike Posner's latest album is out now. Worth a go, especially for those that are rousing from a coma. It'll sort of bring you up to speed in how the world is at the moment. Buddy.
That's on Spotify,
yeah,
Apple Music, Music,
iTunes.
They don't know what any of these things are.
Oh, sorry. Streaming's now the main source of revenue for artists, so you're going to want to invest in that. Five Gum as well.
Stimulate your senses.
Stimulate your senses for that one.
Yeah. And on the topic of games, Mitch, before you mentioned a game, Minecraft.
Yeah, I did.
How about Portal? Portal's a fun
Portal,
one.
Portal, that's a good game.
That's complex. That's too complex for someone who's got, you know, their brain's farting. Yeah, they've just come out of a coma.
Yeah.
It was complex, but it was so much fun to like, work things out.
Yeah, maybe for your big old, you know, just out of high school brain burning, but these poor old fellas, these old buggers have just been lying in a coma for God knows how long.
Yeah. Want something less brain intensive.
Maybe more like Rainbow Six Vegas or something like Tom Clancy's. And if you are on the internet, you might as well look at Kim Kardashian's Instagram story as well.
PSP?
Yeah.
And or Nintendogs. So you do the choice, but you have to decide.
Yeah. Anyway, that's our top 10 list of hobbies for you if you're just rousing out of a coma in 2019. Now, full circle, back to the start. We were talking about where do animals sleep. We've actually had a few verifications on that. We can tell you that yaks do sleep in dens or caves and on slopes of mountains. Guinea fowls do sleep in dens.
Do they?
Yeah, nests they create in their underground nests.
No, they don't.
And centipedes sleep once a month also in dens, in the same dens as guinea fowls.
See, now I've just got more questions.
I've got so much questions because I don't believe guinea fowls sleep in dens.
Well, wolves sleep in dens as well, rumour has it. So they might sleep in a pack.
I believe
that
wolves
together.
Might sleep in dens.
If they're alone, they sleep outside in honey similar to bees. This is the thing. But
someone
anyway.
Send me photos.
Yeah,
and I'll
we need
be
to
happy.
See where
send
animals are sleeping.
Photos.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we got to get out of here. But thanks so much for being with us, Mitch. Thank you.
No, thank you, man.
Bernie,
Mitch,
thanks.
Thank you.
Bernie,
thank you, Bernie.
Bernie, thank
Cheers.
You. No worries. I've been Robbie.
Thank you, mate.
Oh no, all good. No worries, mate. Hey, stick around for lunch with Jess Negus. She's going to be playing some music. Is that right? Okay, cool.
Right, yeah, she just gave us a thumbs up.
Yep.
And should a glass.
Like
just wait
for 3 hours. Was it 2 hours?
Two hours.
Cool. Sweet.
So 2 hours. 2 till 4.
Yeah. Do stick around for that and listen back to this show on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. It's called Robbie's Modern Life. Leave us a review, positive, negative, whatever you think. We'd love to hear from you. And like the page, Robbie's Modern Life on Facebook. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful week, everyone.
I should do
that. This is a wonderful song by Leo Kottke. It's called Twilight Property.
Twilight.
See you later. Bye.
Like Ciao. The movie? Like,
yeah.
Vampires?
Look it up.